It's Friday, the 29th of May, day 69. I spent 2 hours this afternoon at an online seminar on the subject of contact tracing apps. The other participants were either academic lawyers, who are interested in the privacy, human rights and legal aspects of such apps, or computer scientists interested in the technical aspects of the existing range of apps, including the important questions of whether they actually work and whether citizens were likely to be able or willing to download and use them. If you've been reading the blog today, you'll have seen the post about these apps. Both run on smartphones, and they fall into one of two categories. The first are part of a system that builds a centralized database to enable health authorities to track the incidence and spread of the virus on a geographical basis. The other type of app senses proximity, and when notified that one of those who has been near the phone has tested positive for COVID-19, alerts the owner of the smartphone. But this type of app keeps the data on the phone. Now, it's a well-known fact that whenever you gather a group of experts to discuss a problem, you wind up mainly with just a clearer picture of how much more complex the problem was than you originally thought. And so it was with me today. But I did come away with three general reflections. The first is that all of these apps raise serious legal and technical issues. The legal ones range from concerns about surveillance and privacy to human rights and the rule of law. Should people be legally obliged to own and use a smartphone, given that a significant proportion of the UK population doesn't? Should smartphone owners be compelled to install the app and keep it running, which includes not leaving their phones at home or switching them off? Is it the plan of governments to use contact tracing apps as a kind of gateway drug for a system of immunity certificates that would essentially amount to internal passports for the subjects of Her Britannic Majesty? Does this technology need a new Act of Parliament? Or can it be smuggled in under, for example, existing data protection laws? On the technical front, the questions include whether the technology works as intended or indeed as advertised. There are all kinds of well-known problems with using Bluetooth to sense proximity. It does some kinds of sensing well, too well sometimes, as residents of the Isle of Wight found as the guinea pigs for the NHS app. Turns out that it's not a good idea to live in a house near a bus stop, for example. You may find that you have apparently been in close contact with a lot of people, some of whom may have been infected, when in fact you have been obediently staying at home, minding your own business. Then there are other questions about whether people will install an app, which in some cases seems to drain the phone's battery. Will they obediently inform the app that they have tested positive for the virus? Will some people abuse the system? Well, the answer to that question is yes. The system that isn't capable of being abused has yet to be invented. But the most important takeaway from me, in a way, was that the obsessive focus on these apps is largely displacement activity, whose function is to distract from the bigger picture. This bigger picture is the abject failure of the UK government to implement the rules of Pandemic 101. Track, trace, isolate. This is a formula that goes back to at least the Middle Ages. It's not rocket science, but incredible as it may seem, the UK is only now getting round to it. And you won't be surprised to learn that it's not going too well. Here's how the Financial Times put it today. A government programme to trace people at risk of infection from COVID-19 got underway in England on Thursday. Overshadowed by technical glitches and an admission from its chair that it would not be fully operational at local level for another month. In an acknowledgement of the problems in the build-up to the launch, Rupert Soames, chief executive of Serco, which together with its subcontractors recruited 10,000 of the new 25,000 contract tracers, told staff in a video the idea that, quotes, all the strands of this would come together at precisely the right time belongs only to the fantasies of those people who have never organised anything more than a tea party, unquote. Which is odd when you think of it. I didn't know Boris Johnson did tea parties. Did you?